going to give this word to you. It's in 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. Listen to that verse. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. The stress is through him. His love. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. And that includes children. Because sometimes we don't approve, or we don't like their choices, or we see them heading in the wrong direction. And that's when we really lay down our lives and we say, "Okay, Father, I'm going to keep my eyes on you, because you've got a plan for them, just like you have a plan for me." And cry out for the mercy and the grace that they need. Because right now they can't cry out for themselves. I have some that are not able to cry out for themselves right now. But I know the one who has the ability to send out those angels to do the work. And it's a slow process. I'd like it to be overnight. I'd like it to be done yesterday.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yesterday would be good?
Yep.
All right.
It didn't happen yesterday for us, so why would people
think for that? But we would be liking it if it was done. Yeah. Quick.
Sure.
A quick work would be really sweet. Now, what kind of bread have we got?
Whole wheat.
Looks good. Mm. Of all things that you prepared, huh? No tares?
Yeah. No.
No tares. Okay. The flesh and the blood of our Savior.
Yes.
Father, you gave that Son of yours for us. You gave him up. He was perfect in every way. He carried our sins on that cross. And he carried the sins of our children and our children's children. And you've got a plan for salvation for every single one on the earth. And that includes mine. So declare with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You've got a plan.
You've got a plan.
For healing.
For healing.
Not just me.
Not just me.
But all of those that I hold in my heart.
But all of those that I hold in my heart.
Even those that have been injuring me.
Even those that have been injuring you.
Because they're hurting deeper than I know.
Because they're hurting deeper than I know.
So I'm asking you now.
For those angels to go to work on their behalf.
And to keep healing me and healing us.
Because
he's doing a good job.
Because he's doing a good job.
It's just we don't see the fruit sometimes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.